Welcome to Damn Good Content Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Claymall. From corporate world to entrepreneurship, I own a marketing agency, SCM, and I'm the founder of Damn Good Marketing Live. This podcast is all about digital marketing, cutting the fluff, and keeping it real with you. If you're ready, let's freaking get it. What up, guys? All right, it is now time for a solo episode with your gal pal. I admitted to you guys yesterday on social that I recorded this and then deleted it because I truly just wanted to show up raw, real honest, which I don't ever really think I don't do that because I basically feel like I'm an open book and sometimes I share stuff and I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have shared that. So literally I was on the phone yesterday with Casey and we were talking about authenticity and like, obviously if you've seen or you've been following along for a while, I've definitely made a shift in how I'm showing up online, definitely pushing more of the authenticity route because like truly that is who I am. I've promised that from day one. I've always said I'm going to show up raw, real honest and just like have a conversation, show up crying, show up literally looking homeless, show up looking glam, like whatever. But like I always want you to feel like I'm approachable. I'm just like you building this business, being a mom, trying to figure it out. Sometimes I'm surviving versus thriving. Like I truly just want to be that advocate where you can like escape to and be like, she's doing the damn thing. How is she doing this? But also at the same time, is she telling us how hard it is? And like, the other day I got like just so freaking sick of showing up on social, AKA not me showing up on social, like me consuming social media and seeing like all the bullshit. Like there's so many people that I know on social media now that I'm like, that is bullshit. That is not real. It actually wasn't that successful. Like, I really wish you could pull the curtain back. And then I also have all these conversations with people that have such a gift and such a purpose and such authenticity that they want to show and they want to be a light and they want to show up on social media, but they're so freaking intimidated because of the persona and perfection that is what social media looks like now. And it really just pisses me off because I want to say, like, could you sit in a moment in silence, like whether that's in your bathroom, taking a bath, whether you're in your car, maybe that's just like hiding in a closet from your kids. Like, I don't know. Taking your phone, putting on Do Not Disturb. And I just want you to imagine for a second, like sit in silence and imagine what a world would look like of pure authenticity, of like the pure creation of who you were created to be without filters, without alterations, without showing up and being scared of what other people thought in the judgment. Like, how beautiful would that look? And I'm not trying to be weird and like, ooh, ha, ha, or whatever people call it, woo-woo, or whatever that may look like. It's more of like, Casey said this perfect yesterday. She's like, fatigued at the bullshit. Like, we're tired of the bullshit. Like, just rip back that freaking curtain and give us something. Like, when you're building a brand or a business online, especially now in 2024, going on to 2025 and beyond, people are going to be able to see through the perfection. They're going to be able to see through like the highly produced bullshit that you are showing up saying that this is what your life looks like, because it doesn't. And I get it. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I'm not trying to say you're not successful. I'm not trying to say you aren't that gorgeous. I'm not trying to say your voice isn't perfect. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you didn't have a great weekend with your kids. I'm saying that people need to see the raw and vulnerable side of you. And I have like this agency on the side, you know, SCM, if you didn't know, we do social media marketing. We help brands increase their brand awareness. And we work with brands all the time that when we create their content and the more that we try to drive into them, people want real. And the only way you are going to separate you from your competitor, like literally listen, turn it up, write it down. The only way you're going to separate you from your competitor is by showing up as you. Does that look like putting your face on camera? Yes. Does that mean letting your voice be heard on camera? Yes. Does that mean talking about your values and not giving a shit if you ruffle any feathers because this is what you believe in? Yes. Because that is only the only differentiator, truly can't say that word, that lies between you and your competitor or you and the person that's already doing it too. Because I'm sick of the shit. Well, someone else is already doing it. The market's saturated. Literally every time I turn around, there's another social media manager. Every time I turn around, there's another marketing event. Every time I turn around, there's another coach that says they're an expert or that they're qualified. But guess what? They aren't. They aren't you. They aren't going to offer what you are offering. And until you unlock that and until you are okay with pulling back the curtain and really honing in on what makes me different and am I showing up 1,010% truly myself,
you won't know what works and what doesn't work for your business or for your brand. You will not grow. You will not be successful. There is only so much perfection that you can show up. There's only so much polish that you can show up on social media. When you truly act as someone else, it gets tiring. You can't do it anymore. You get burnt out. You're like, this truly isn't me to my core. Now, I'm not saying go like throw all your professionalism down the drain and through like in the garbage and down the toilet. There's still a fine line to walk, but you showing up as who you are is going to bring more people in to work with you. Am I the best social media manager out there? I mean, I like to think so. But I also know that people are brought to me and guided to me because they are attracted by the brand that I've built, the values that I have, the mission that we have, and the work that we produce. I can tell you there are going to be other social media managers that do exactly what I do, as good as what we do. But the only thing that's going to separate us is the brand that I'm building alongside of SCM. Who am I? What is the customer experience? What is the journey? How do we treat them? What is it that they love about SCM? You have to ask yourself that about your brand, about your business. You want to be an influencer? Go be a damn influencer, because I can promise you this, there are a lot, but there's still space for you. And there's still that one person, those 10 people, whatever that looks like, that need you, that need your motivation, that need you to show up. Maybe that awkward body shape after you've had 3 kids, or whatever it looks like that you want to show up as, do it. Like, let me tell you something. When I first left corporate, I got looked at literally with, it looked like I had 50 eyeballs on my head because I told them I was leaving corporate cush job for to be a social media manager, because they didn't understand what that is. They don't know what how to break through that small town mentality, because I wasn't just going to corporate. I wasn't just going to be a brick and mortar entrepreneur. I was creating in the digital space. What did that look like? Was it scary for some of my people that loved me? Absolutely. But did I believe in myself enough to know that if I fail, I'm good enough to go back to corporate? I'm good enough to go get a job? I'm good enough to pick myself up and do whatever else it is for me to be out there? Absolutely. Do you not think I got looked at sideways when I named my podcast Damn Good Content because I cursed? Do you think that just because I have a marketing event that's called Damn Good Marketing, some people are turned off by that because I curse in it? Absolutely. But guess what? If I worried about the perception of others, now don't get me wrong, I'm a work in progress professional people pleaser. Wow, that's a tongue twister. But if I worried about the opinions that everyone had of me, y'all wouldn't have me today. You wouldn't have me, because I'm too much. My energy's too much. I say what I think. I'm not polished enough. I'm not professional enough. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing in the way I'm supposed to be doing it. I get these things all the time. When I first started, I almost let it break me that people would say, she's just dancing on the internet. No, I'm not. And if it weren't for my husband saying, Shelby, yes, they can say those things. And yes, you can feel it. But you got to get over it, because they don't see your bank account. And I know that's not even being cocky. It's me saying, stop worrying about what other people think and start chasing your freaking dreams of what you were put on this earth to do. Is it corporate? Let it be corporate. Is it being an entrepreneur? Let it be an entrepreneur. Is it being a stay-at-home mom? Let it be a stay-at-home mom. If you're a dude here, welcome. If whatever you're doing is filling your cup and you're walking in your purpose, then do that damn thing, because that is what you were put on this earth to do. You weren't put on the earth to people please. You were not put on this earth to care about what other people thought of you. Now, I will say this, we're all human. I still get in my feels about what people think about me. I still get in my feels of, oh my God, I'm gonna fail. What if this event doesn't sell out? What if it's a flop? What if I can't deliver what I need to deliver to these people? What if I lose a client? What if I lose a contract? What if I lose an employee? What if I'm not a good boss? What if I'm not a good mom? What if I'm not present? Like, I still am human. I feel those things. But if you know that you're working toward the greater good of, I don't want to set my self-worth in dependence on what other people think, I am walking in my purpose. I am building my self-worth for me first. Because if I'm not fulfilled first, I can't show up as who I truly am for my family, for you, my community, for my employees, for my family and friends outside of my husband and my children. Like, I can't do that if I don't feel worthy of myself.
If you're ready to break through that small town mentality and take your business, brand, or corporate jobs to the next level, then Damn Good Marketing Live 2024 is for you. Now picture yourself surrounded by a community of like-minded individuals, all hungry for growth and success. DGML is your gateway to unparalleled networking opportunities and invaluable insights from industry experts. If you're ready to move that needle in your business and embrace a transformative experience, then I invite you to join us at DGML this year. Trust me, I've been in your shoes searching for that missing piece, and now I'm bringing it back to Louisiana because I know firsthand the power of putting yourself in the room. Because once you do, you'll be amazed by the transformation. So don't miss out. Secure your spot to Damn Good Marketing Live 2024. Check the link below in the description and let us know if you have any questions. We consume so much social media. And like, let me tell you, I live my life on social media. I have a business on social media. This Lent, if you've been following along, you know this, that I gave up social media after 8, which I probably will still do that after Lent is over, because truly it has helped me break free of the overconsumption and find another creative outlet, like spend more time with my husband or be more present in conversations or read. Like, I don't know how many of you have heard me on podcasts or talk about this. Like, I don't read. Well, now I can change that narrative because I do read. I might not be as fast. I might not read 60 books in a year. I might not read 10 this year. Hell, I might not only read these only 2 or 3 that I have on my nightstand that I want to get through, and that's it. But when you separate yourself and take yourself out of the addiction of technology that we have, you will find other outlets. You will find yourself. You will find what truly means authenticity and being who you're supposed to be and walking in your purpose and what the hell you're supposed to be doing. And I know this podcast is a little all over the place because, like, truly, I'm like, what did I even just say? I have no idea. So hopefully you get it, because I am like showing up super real and raw and vulnerable and authentic, because that's an overused effing word now, just like empowerment, that almost has an empty meaning because it's used so much in social media. But I wanted to show up with no notes this solo episode, because I absolutely hate solo episodes because y'all make me nervous, even though I'm literally staring at myself in a screen and talking to you with a microphone and I'm like, who's listening to this? I wanted to show up raw with you because if I'm going to preach it, I need to do it. And I'll tell you this, like something clicked in January. I was like, I'm going to mute people that don't fulfill me. Or hell, I'm gonna unfollow them. And it doesn't mean I don't love them, I don't respect them, I don't honor them. It's I don't find you taking my energy worth it to me anymore. I don't find that it does me any good. It sends me down a rabbit hole. It sends me down comparison. It sends me into imposter syndrome. And something in January, I think it was like, I've talked about this a lot. I went to the hospital last year. Then DGML happened. I got a separate phone. I've turned outlets. Like, I've tried to really disconnect. And starting in January, I was like really effing burned out. I was so burnt out that I just didn't know what I wanted to do anymore. I knew I was good at my job. I knew I wanted to show up. I knew I wanted to do this. And so now I'm taking a pivot. And if you have been following along on this journey, you can see it. You can clear as day see the It Shelby Claymore brand is pivoting into being raw and real and authentic and being a voice and speaking in my voice and walking in my purpose in order to empower you and motivate and inspire in whatever word it needs to give you a little swift kick in the rear and say, go do the damn thing that you were meant to do because you have one life and you need to live in it. And something clicked where it was like, I felt free. I felt that it's okay to throw away what everybody's preaching on social media. This is the time to post. This is what you should be doing. This is how much. Yes, I have an agency. Yes, I know I tell you some of these things. Yes, we look at analytics, but I also tell you that it is okay to just show up as a human. These analytics are just numbers to help you do better in how you're going to market your business or your brand. It's not something you need to stay married to. And I had this one client that was like, I just didn't post today because I missed the 5 o'clock or the 12 o'clock or the peak time. And I'm like, well, that doesn't really help you consistently. And one day is not going to hurt you if you just post and show up authentic and exactly how you're supposed to, strategy-based wise for your business and your brand. So if you're listening to this, starting now, throw it out the window. Take it with a grain of salt.
Use it as a guide, but not as something that's permanent of right and wrong and how to show up on social media. Because I can promise you, if you show up authentic and you show up as you and you build that community and you show up as approachable and inspiring and walking in your true testament of what you're supposed to be walking in, people will flock to you like no other. People will be influenced by you. You will then become the real success in life, because it does not matter how much money you make, how many clients you have, how big of a business you build, because if you aren't internally happy and fulfilled with what you're doing, there's no freaking point. There's absolutely no point, because what are you living for in that moment? Money's just money. I know we need it. I know we need success. I know that might have sounded ignorant to you, and I know that you're probably like, well, I need money to survive. We know that. So do I. But if you aren't doing it in a way of fulfillment and happy for you, then what is it at the end of the day? What are you doing? Why are you even showing up on social media? If this is the case, if you're showing up acting as someone else and not yourself, then hang it up, call it a day. Say, I'm going to live my life off social media and I'm going to show up for my family. I'm going to go work for corporate. I'm going to build my business. I'm going to do whatever I can. Go knock on doors, whatever the case may be, do what fulfills you. Because if you start showing up as others want you to show up, you will never truly make a connection that's going to convert that person as a consumer of your business or your brand or in your mastermind or in your event or at your brick and mortar or whatever it is that you're doing. Because they won't trust you. And if they don't trust you, the new person that comes in town and just tells them they look pretty or offers a cheaper rate, they're gone. So you have to build that community. You have to get to know your people. You have to ask them questions. Ask them what they want to see. Ask them what is of value to them and take the feedback, good or bad. And that is how you make your content. And that is how you show up raw and real. And ask yourself, what is the purpose? What am I here to do? What am I supposed to be giving back to the consumer? Because it's not a popularity contest. It's not who looks the prettiest on filters. Like, truly take it all away. And ask yourself, what is the purpose? Why am I doing what I do? Do I love this? Do I feel fulfilled? Am I happy? Number one, if you're building a business or a brand, you have to be on social media. Take away the filters, take away anything that you think or someone is teaching you, and just do it anyway. You have to talk about what you do in order for people to know what you do. That's number one. Number two, outsourcing your social media, and this is not a plug for SEM, or it could be, I really don't care. Outsourcing your social media will do a hell of a lot better than if you try to create content that is shit. Because if your content doesn't match the brand that you're building, then you might as well close down your Instagram account, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Threads, Pinterest, YouTube, whatever it is, because it's not going to work. If you have someone in-house, you need someone in-house that is actually just solely going to focus on social media and then also get them continuing education. Does that mean looking at putting them in a mastermind, putting them in a coaching program, sending them to an event, whatever the case may be, because it continues to evolve. So they need to continue to learn. And number three, 5 minutes a day, go talk to your audience. Scroll through your followers, pick five people, ask them, what is of value? Why do they follow you? Why do they love following you? What can you help them with? What can you give them for free? Not a product, not a service. What can you give them for free? What information, what knowledge do you have that they don't have that you can give them for free that will help you build that trust? Because that right there is how you develop super fans and a community that will never leave. If you have any questions on DGML, because it's awesome and you should be there. If you haven't bought your ticket, you should be. Any question on SEM and how we can help you in your business or your brands, any questions on my next event, whether that's going to be a mastermind, retreats, a lot of things in the works, let me know. I will send you all the assets that you need in order to be the first to know of what's next for the It Shelby Claymall brand and Shelby Claymall Marketing. I love you all. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart to the one person listening, to 1,000 if that's you. I love you. I appreciate you. I'm here. Let's have a conversation. I love to communicate with you in my DMs, over email, whatever it is. Let me know what's up. Good day, bad. Celebrate those small wins. I hope you all have a great day. Share, comment, leave a freaking review. And until next time, Let's freaking get it.
And that's a wrap on another episode of Damn Good Content Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please like, share, comment, leave us a review. And until next week, let's freaking get it.